It's the 7th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Luton's Michael Gordon Peterson, also known as Charles Bronson, began the first day of his parole board hearing yesterday after serving almost 50 years behind bars for multiple offences. The notorious prisoner, played by Tom Hardy in the 2008 film Bronson, was originally imprisoned on an armed robbery charge back in 1974. In 1999, he received a life sentence for holding an art teacher hostage. Mr. Bronson is currently serving time in HMP Woodhill in Milton Keynes. His prison offender manager, who was the first witness, testified that Mr. Salvador, as he is now known, does not possess the necessary temperament to exist outside of prison. The hearing continues tomorrow. An arrest has been made after the body of 38-year-old Sarah Albone, missing since the 21st of February, was discovered at a Biggleswade home. 34-year-old Matthew Waddle was charged last Friday with her murder and remains in police custody. Spectacularts, a Bedford-based cultural organisation, will be holding an International Day of Remembrance for the victims of the transatlantic slave trade. The ceremony will include live gospel music, a blessing or liberation ritual, and candle lighting and wreath laying observance. The main speaker will be Tree Venture, who will be recounting his family's personal experiences. The event will take place on the 26th of March at the Bedford Polyl Avenue campus on the University of Bedfordshire. Free tickets are available at Everbright. Herd Restaurant on St Cuthbert Street in Bedford will be celebrating International Women's Day with an exhibition which includes an all-female lineup of live performances, photography and art. The event begins tomorrow and runs through to the end of March. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.